Just a few questions that come up from year to year in the mitzvah of kaparot. There is a minhag, Chacham Avadia brings it down, it's from Rabbeinu Ari as well, that they take a chicken before Kippur, and for a male they take a male chicken, and for a female they take a female, and they swing it over the head, and they say ze halifati, ze temurati, ze kaparati, as if to say that let whatever's supposed to happen, let it happen to the chicken, and the person himself should enter v'chaim tovim u'shalom. Again, this is the practice that is done in many communities. Other people, they prefer to swing money over the heads, which is the value of the chicken, which is also 100% valid and legal. But now we discuss a lady that's pregnant. So a lady that's pregnant, so now she needs one for herself. So she does herself first. But now the fetus, she doesn't know what it is. Could be a boy, could be a girl. So she has to hedge. She has to take another male chicken and another female and say that if the baby is a boy, this is it. The baby's a girl, same thing. If she would have twins, so then she has to take five chickens. She has to take one for herself, and then two and two. She has triplets, she has to take seven chickens. One for herself, and then in order to hedge each one, you take two each. The question is, if she took an ultrasound, and the doctor told her it's a boy. So the question is, in that case over there, can you be lenient? The doctor said it's a boy. So some of the poskim say, Rabbi Yitzhak Weiss comments in his teshuvah that he was told by a leading obstetrician that ultrasound testing cannot be relied on upon for certain, and therefore he ruled that a pregnant woman must use three chickens regardless of her test results. He doesn't trust it. However, Chacham Avadia is a little more lenient. If the doctor tells you, I'm 100% sure, I'm telling you, we see it, it's a boy, it's a girl, so on and so forth, you can be lenient, because Chacham Avadia anyway is lenient, that he holds really a lady from the law, if she can't afford it, or for whatever reason, she doesn't have to make a kapara for the fetus, for the baby. Of course, if they can afford it, he agrees to do it. So anyway, Chacham Avadia is not so strict to start off with, so they write in Yalkut Yosef, in the laws of Yamin Norim, page 293, in the footnote, that it would be lenient if the radiologist gives a certain psak on the boy or girl, on gender, they can lenient in that case, just to take for the gender. The next question is, if let's say the lady is within 40 days of conception, let's say she took a pregnancy test or something like that, and she's within 40 days, there was brought down also by Rabbi Vazna, that if she's discovered through laboratory testing that she's pregnant, and she's still within 4 days, she does not have to bring chickens on behalf of the fetus. The last question the poskim discuss is, a lady that made kaparot once she was pregnant, before Kippur, and then she gave birth before Kippur. And that, does she have to make now another kaparot for the new child that was born? So the Shemit Tanavi said, if a woman performed kaparot some days before Yom Kippur and then gave birth before Yom Kippur, it is not necessary to perform kaparot again on behalf of the newborn child. The chicken brought on his behalf before his birth is sufficient. Some poor scheme wanted to say not like that. However, according to Chacham Avadia, he's lenient even when she's pregnant to use one. If the lady used one, she's okay. Especially if she can't afford it. So certainly, if she did it when she was pregnant and then she gave birth, so even Chacham Avadia is going to be lenient in that case as well. So those are the three laws. Again, the lady has to hedge for boy-girl, no matter how many children she has in her stomach, in her womb. Number two, technically, if the radiologist is certain, you can rely on that gender to take less. And one could be lenient also, less than 40 days. And one could be lenient that once it was done, you don't have to do it again. For those that want to appoint me as a shaliach to make the kaparot online on delihalacha.com. We have a banner where you can click, and for the cost of a chicken, or roughly the cost of a chicken, to tzedakah, I'll make the kaparot with the names, and Be'azat Hashem, that money is distributed to the aniyim on Erev Sukkot by myself.